color, light, sound, and the breath. Today is September the 17th, 1977, and I'm Reverend Harrison Roy Heskett, the Tenyananda channeling blessings of life.
I bear witness, O my God, that thou hast created me to know thee and to worship thee. I testify at this moment to my powerlessness and to thy might, to my poverty and to thy wealth. There is none other God but thee, the help in peril, the self-sustaining. Create in me a pure heart, O my God, and renew the tranquil conscience within me, O my hope. Through the Spirit of power, confirm me in thy cause, O my best beloved. And by thy light of thy glory, reveal unto me thy path, O the goal of my desire. Through the power of thy transcendental might, lift me up unto the heaven of thy holiness, O source of my being. And by the breezes of thy eternal, gladden me, O thou who art my God. Let thy everlasting melodies breathe tranquility upon me, O my companion. And let the riches of thy ancient covenants deliver me from all except thee, O my master. And let the tidings of thy revelations of thine incorruptible essence bring me joy, O who thou who art the most manifest of the manifest and the most hidden of the hidden. O my God, the God of bounty and mercy, thou art that King by whose commanding word the whole of creation has been called into being, and thou art the all-bountiful one by the doings of whose servants have never hindered him from showing forth his grace, nor have frustrated the revelations of his bounty. Suffer this servant, I beseech thee, to obtain unto that which is the cause of his salvation in this world and thy world. Thou art verily the Almighty, the All-Powerful, the All-Knowing, the All-Wise. Thy name is my healing, O my God, and the remembrance of thee is my remedy. Nearness to thee is my hope, and the love of thee is my companion. Thy mercy to me is my healing and the censer in both this world and the worlds to come. Thou verily art the all-bountiful, the all-knowing, the all-wise. Glorified be thy name, O God, my God. I beseech thee by thy power that hast encompassed all created things, and by thy sovereignty that hast transcended the entire creation, and by the word which is hidden in thy wisdoms, and whereby thou hast created the heavens and the earth, both to enable us to know thee and to love thee and to be obedient to thy pleasure and to fix our gaze upon thy face and celebrate thy glory. Empower us then, O my God, to spread abroad the sign among thy creatures and guard thy faith in thy realm. Thou hast ever existed independent of mention of any of thy creatures, and remain as thou hast been forever and forever. In thee I place the whole of my confidence. Unto thee I turn my face. To the court of thy loving province I have come, and towards the shadow of thy mercy I have hastened. Cast me not as one disappointed out of thy door, O my God, and withhold not from me thy grace, for thee alone do I seek. No God is there besides thee, the ever-forgiving, the most bountiful. Praise be to thee, O God, who art the beloved of them that have known thee. I implore thee, O my God, by thy name, the splendor of which has encompassed the earth and the heavens, to enable me so to surrender my will to that thou hast declared in thy tablets, that I may cease to discover within me any desire except what thou desirest through the power of thy sovereignty, and any will except save that thou dost disdainest to me by thine will. Is there any remover of difficulties save God? Praise be God. He is God, all are his servants, and all abide by his bidding. Is there any remover of difficulty? Save God, say, praise be God, he is God, all are servants, and all abide by his bidding. Is there any remover of difficulty? Save God, praise be God, he is God, all are his servants, and all abide by his bidding. Lord, pitiful are we, grant us thy favor. Poor, bestow upon us a share of the ocean of thy wealth. Needy, do thou satisfy us. Abused, give us thy glory. The fowls of the air and the beasts of the field receive their meat each day from thee, and all beings partake of thy care and loving kindness. Deprive not this feeble one from thy wondrous grace, and vanquish by thy might unto this helpless soul thy bounty. Give us our daily bread, and grant the increases in the necessities of life, that we may depend on none other but thee, may commune wholly with thee, may walk in thy ways and declare thy mysteries. Thou art the Almighty and the loving and provider of all mankind. Om, om, om. O my Lord, God in heaven, om, om. Shelter under thy protection, O thou Spirit of purity, thou who art the bountiful provider, this enthralled and kindled servant of thine. Aid him in this world to remain steadfast and firm in thy love, and grant to this broken-winged bird may obtain refuge and shelter in thy divineness and abide in thy celestial tree. O my God, thou knowest the people are encompassed with pain and calamity, and are environed with hardships and trouble. Every trial does attack man, and every dire adversity does assail him like unto the assailant of a serpent. There is no shelter or ashram for him except under the wing of thy protection, preservation, guard, and custody. O thou merciful one, O my Lord, make thy protection my armor. Make thy shield of humbleness before thy door of oneness my guard, and thy custody and defense my fortress and my abode. Preserve me from the suggestions of myself and desires, and guard me from every sickness, trial, difficulty, and ordeal. Verily thou art the protector, the guardian, the perseverer, the survivor, and verily thou art the merciful of the most merciful. O God, refresh and gladden my spirit, purify my heart, illumine my powers. I lay my affairs in thy hands. Thou art my guide and my refuge. I will no longer be sorrowful and grieved. I will be a happy and joyful being. O God, I will no longer be full of anxiety, nor will I let troubles harass me. I will not dwell on the unpleasant things of life. O God, thou art more friend to me than I am myself. I dedicate myself to thee. O my God, O thou forgiver of sins, bestower of gifts, dispeller of afflictions, verily I beseech thee to forgive the sins of such that have abandoned the physical garments and have ascended into the spiritual world. O my God, purify them from trespasses, dispel their sorrows, change their darkness into light, cause them to enter into the garden of happiness, cleanse them with thy pure water, and grant them to behold the splendors of thy most loftiest mount. O God, guide me, protect me, illuminate the lamp of my heart, make me a brilliant star. Thou art the Almighty and the Powerful. O God, guide me, protect me, illuminate the lamp of my heart, make me a brilliant star. Thou art the Almighty and the Powerful. O God, guide me, protect me, illuminate the lamp of my heart, and make me a brilliant star. Thou art the Almighty and the Powerful. O God, guide me, protect me, illuminate the lamp of my heart, and make me a brilliant star. Thou art the Almighty and the Powerful. O God, guide me, protect me, illuminate the lamp of my heart, and make me a brilliant star. Thou art the Almighty and the Powerful. O God, guide me, protect me, illuminate the lamp of my heart, and make me a brilliant star. Thou art the Almighty and the Powerful. O God, guide me, protect me, illuminate the lamp of my heart, and make me a brilliant star. Thou art the Almighty and the Powerful. O God, guide me, protect me, illuminate the lamp of my heart, and make me a brilliant star. Thou art the Almighty and the Powerful. O God, guide me, protect me, illuminate the lamp of my heart, and make me a brilliant star. Thou art the Almighty and the Powerful. O God, guide me, protect me, illuminate the lamp of my heart, and make me a brilliant star. Thou art the Almighty and the Powerful. O God, guide me, protect me, illuminate the lamp of my heart, and make me a brilliant star. Thou art the Almighty and the Powerful. O God, guide me, protect me, illuminate the lamp of my heart, and make me a brilliant star. Thou art the Almighty and the Powerful. Blessings of light, we're going to continue now. What I was simply doing was attuning. This attunement exercise is to, you should find yourself a book that gives you some the daily word or something to this effect. I like many of them that cover different areas of consciousness. Here we pray for not only protection and energy for ourselves, but we also ask it for all other people as well. And for those that have already left this dimension, gone on to the other dimension, we also pray for those people as well and ask that they ascend. Because as they ascend, they'll draw us up. And as we ascend, we draw up the other energies behind us. So it's an ever-moving vibration. And it's a chain of movement that takes place. This afternoon's discourse is called Color, Light, Sound, and the Breath, and we're going to teach you what the breath is doing, some of the breath this afternoon. But to understand the quality of the breath, in the beginning, all things being one, when it realized itself, they had what was termed in the teachings as an out-breath, the out-breathing of God. This out-breath brought all things into creation. God breathed out, or the involution. That was the involutionary cycle. Now God is on the in-breath. He's breathing in. And as he breathes in, he's pulling everything back and coordinating it all as it's coming back to him. But see, as he's breathing in, he's also breathing out. And as he's breathing out, he's also breathing in. So everything's in a state of being, but it's changing, ever-changing, but never-changing, and the key is the breath. The breath is the movement in the color, light, sound, and motion. The breath is the motion or the movement or the action within the color, light, sound, and motion. See? It's color, light, sound, and motion, and the breath is the movement, the activity. It's the motion in this cosmic ocean, so to speak. As we take and attune to the energies of the breath within ourselves, we began to realize more and more the breath of eternity, the eternal breath, the ever-existing vibration. Now, some of you get in tune with this and you say, gee, I stopped breathing. Well, if you stopped breathing, you wouldn't be here. What you're doing is you have a breath retention, or doing Vishnu, meaning you're sustaining the creation that you're now in. You're holding a steady vibration of that. We were doing Hari Brahma, Hari Vishnu, Hari Shiva.
Brahma is the creative force of the universe, and these are under the Hindu teachings, as well as going back to the Vedic teachings. The Vedic teachings tell us in Sanskrit of the out-breath, the in-breath of creation and of the Brahmic forces. Brahma is the creative power, or the Father, of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit of the Christian Trinity. This is the Hindu Trinity. The study in yoga, as it's adapted to the physical body, comes to three currents going up the spine. One is called the Ida, the other is called the Pingala, the other is the Shushumna. Now understand, they are using three various areas of consciousness to get to the same samadhi, or divine union with God. In a samadhi vibration, you're completely absorbed within the self. Self-absorbed. The point of perfect concentration. This would be right at the center of the dot in the circle. Right in that dot, right in the center of the dot in the circle, is the point of creation. And emanating out is the circle, or the dot that you see. The point of creation is so minute that it takes literally billions of points of creation to bring a form into manifestation. But no less, it is still creation, even though it may be minute to the perception of man. It's even smaller than the smallest particle man can discover. There was an interesting statement made by a physicist that discovered the smallest particle in the atom. And he got a Nobel Prize for his research over a long period of time. And when he was given his acceptance speech, he said, "I don't know whether it was there when I began or not." Which was a very metaphysical awareness that he obtained by his search for the smallest particle. Just in 1934, we discovered the planet Pluto. But you notice how many people take it for granted? Once man discovers something, it's taken for granted. Now, how many people actually see the planet Pluto or any of the other planets? I mean, we walk around with the planets in our head, in our mind. We walk with most things in our mind. The spiritual man realizes the reality of all things, but he realizes that unless the application can be drawn to this point of consciousness where he is, it is completely irrelevant and erroneous for him to chase it, to go after it. He knows that only here and now is the energy, the light, the power of the universe. Within us, we hold the ability to draw the electromagnetic fields or vibrational substance as is qualified throughout eternity, depending on our attunement to this drawing or magnetic attunement to this force. Meaning how magnetic we become to the force. Seeking to draw Christ consciousness is simply accomplished by assimilating the same patterns as the Christ Jesus assimilated. Coming to the Buddhic consciousness, just do what Buddha did. But the thing is, what did they do in actuality, and what was said they did may be two different things. If it was such a clear-cut path to Christ consciousness, at this point, there would be a lot of Christed beings walking around the planet. You must be able to realize the truth of what is being demonstrated and what has been interjected into that demonstration by other consciousnesses outside of the Christ consciousness. the true way to attune to any master is not through the written word. It's not through the hearsay of another individual or seeing another individual's experience. It's through personal application from an attunement within to this electromagnetic field of energy at that degree of its impulsing vibration. The color, the light, the sound is a facet of all form and creation. It has some color, it has some sound, and it has some light to it. Everything is made of light, everything has a sound, everything has a color to it. When you start attuning to the higher spheres of energy, you see colors that are unlike the colors you see here. Because now you are getting into the realm of possibility. Many things you see there that you don't have any name for is because they have never been manifested and named or been given dominion over. The great masters, knowing the ever-expanding universe, even though everything is right now, knew that the human consciousness was unfolding to this awareness, and it was not a work for a day, not even a work for a lifetime, or not even the work for many lifetimes, but for many, many lifetimes, man would keep reincarnating until he incorporated in his consciousness the masterial abilities over the physical, emotional, mental realms to reach divine union or to become one with spirit again or to reach his universal self. Now, as we start transcending up this ladder, as we've seen our demonstration here on the board, we're transcending out of this kingdom of the earth in one respect, and out of the kingdom of heaven in another. You are bringing heaven and earth together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For 2,000 years, this teaching has been said over and over and over again, qualifying bits of light. Well, there has also been those that have not been believing this. So they have been nullifying a certain amount of that light. This is why you can see it's so important that the practice of your higher energies should be kept in a more sacred vibration, not at the demonstration of the masses. I don't demonstrate this particular attunement that I do here to all the students, for a lot of them have been programmed by conditioned reactions against accepting ritualistic energies, especially the Catholic people that leave the Catholic Church. They have to repulse that in order to accept something else. And the spiritualist, he realizes that all of it is of value. And he realizes it's the application of all of it that matters. It's how you, as the transformer, you as the step-down transformer of the energies in this dimension, qualify the one God, the one substance, the one force in the universe. Now we have around us the masses of consciousness here experiencing on planet Earth. Well, Earth is going as a being. And in your prayers, you should pray to Earth too and bless the Earth. And pray that it sustains you and pray that it uplifts you. But pray to it not as a God, but as a brother or sister to experience with you as consciousness, and seek yourself experiencing in the same way. At Finhorn, they found a great experience with Earth the elemental forces, and was able to accelerate the growth of plant life and get better quality of plants, more tasty fruits, vegetables, so on and so forth, lovelier flowers. And they had a greater rapport of talking, communicating with the earth forces. Now, for them to relate to earth forces, imagination must play a part in qualifying color, light, and sound in perception through its movement or its breath. And you're doing this every moment of your life. You're qualifying through color, light, and sound the movement of breath or the action of breath, the holy breath upon creation. Yourself, others, many beings, you see many objects, you see many things you don't see that you just seem to carry around with you. You have qualifications of that breath. So you are sustaining it by your belief in it. You are sustaining it by your belief in it. What you believe is what you get. The next time a situation comes up that is something you don't want to experience, that is a negative, stop believing it. Now, in reverse, the things you want to experience, start believing them. See, now we have, as we were talking earlier this morning, the positive and the negative, the aggressive and the passive. Not meaning good and bad, not meaning sexually male and female, but meaning a divine intercourse or merging of consciousness. This blending that takes place in consciousness with the Christ light or the blue ray or the gold ray or the pink ray or the white or the green or the golden ruby or the violet ray is to your ability to synthesize that ray in your consciousness. The more open and correlated your awareness is, the simpler it is for you to channel or to experience this energy. One of the primary forces to make a bridge between the earth and the heaven, besides our physical body and consciousness, is an unconditioned portion of consciousness, the qualified antakarana. Now remember how we explain the unconditioned being conditioned. The rays of energy flood through this antakarana that you see moving through the man, his presence as a spiritual being, his monadic structure, and his spiritual connection with the planetary logos, and his connection with the sun and the planet, and the universe, the cosmos at large. This antakarana simply creates within the individual a channel of light that this individual's awareness can travel over. You're not the body. You're not the emotions. You're not the mind. You're not the Atman Buddhic Manas, even though you are going to incorporate that first into your being. You're not that. Just like you're not the physical, the etheric, or the astral force. Mind is really spiritual. But the actions taken out of mind may not be spiritual. The mind is, and it's one mind. All of us, by association, use it. All of us, by attunement to color, light, sound, and the movement or breath of it, attune to it. Every motion, every mental picture has a breath to it. Every breath you take takes you into an area of consciousness that demonstrates emotion or mind. As we take and learn to control the breath, and in the first part of the training of astrophysics, we give you a breath control called 5, 5, 5, and 10. This is an attunement to the rhythm consumption of manas, of prana, of mind force, of life force, and bringing a coordination of that mind force, that spiritual force, the life force in you with your physical body, so that you attune body, soul, mind, and spirit. Body, soul, mind, and spirit gets attuned in the breathing exercises. I can tell which ones are practicing and which ones are not practicing, because the ones that are practicing soon become that. Om Tet Sit Om, because they are identifying with it. They are breathing 5, 5, 5, and 10. You must train yourself how to breathe. You might say to yourself, well, gee, I've been breathing ever since a child. Well, that's the truth. But breathing correctly to get a particular result is another story. When you have anxiety, you have an anxiety breath. These are the deeper teachings, and you wonder, well, gee, if this is true, why aren't the doctors using this, and why aren't the psychiatrists using this, and the psychologists using this to help people? Because it is not common knowledge, but it is so common that it has been forgotten. When everybody needed, and when everybody knew it, then no one needed to teach it. But then as new ones came along and did not do like their mothers and fathers, because the rebellion in them stopped them from doing the same thing as their fathers and mothers. Another thing, that hidden part of you that's saying that I'm expanding, that I must go beyond what my father and mother are in order to fill the divine plan of ever-expanding vibrations. You're aware of these plans within you. You're aware of this consciousness within you. And the reason you're aware of it, because of these energy centers in your body that are being stimulated by the energies moving over the Antahkarana. Now, a lot of people have it blocked to where they don't know where it goes. A lot of people think that they only think. A lot of people feel that they only feel. A lot of people know that they only know. A lot of people only have the idea. Others can only imagine. Being is the secret of power. It's the secret of color, light, sound, and the breath. As we take and move across this bridge and move in and through the chakras, we transcend the animal consciousness of man. Now, you notice there that the line goes just over the root chakra, just barely touching the root chakra. And I'll tell you, this is where a lot of people's mind is. They are still functioning in animal consciousness. They're still demonstrating animal consciousness. In the person that is instinctively acting in an animalistic way and don't realize they're acting this way, when you first bring it to their attention, you might run into the defenses of a creature. Just like if you threaten that dog that we've seen out on the beach, he would definitely defend himself. If you'd come at him with a stick, even though you were kidding, he doesn't know whether you're kidding or not. He sees the stick, he feels you coming after him. He's going to take his action to defend. Well, a lot of people have this happen to them when they start transcending on the path. The ego starts attacking the individual. It's the animal in you that starts attacking you and starts consuming you, trying to consume you, trying to take command again because it has had the most powerful application. Over hundreds and hundreds of years, this is what I know to do because a big gray blob ate me up. A big gray blob fell on me, crushed me. And these instinctive vibrations of fear are still in the individual. Isn't it interesting that dinosaurs in movies and that seem to appear gray, like somewhat like elephants? And is that not the color of fear? The animal kingdom was a proving ground for consciousness to experience the blending of physical and emotional energies. When man first came on this planet and descended, he had to become an animal. He was a spiritual being, all-knowing, all-wise, constantly tuned in, but to have this experience here for the soul evolution, for your acceptance in God consciousness, realizing you're one with all things, you had to go through those experiences. You've already went through the elemental kingdom, the animal kingdom, the vegetable kingdom. You've already gone through that. And now you are ascending into spiritual man or spiritual woman, depending on your consciousness at this point. But actually, it's just spirit, because it doesn't have a boy or girl attribute. It has both of these and much, much more. Well, as we start to transcend, this instinctive vibration in us tells us to do certain things. Well, don't do that, because it knows it's going to have to stop doing whatever it's doing. Well, then we move after we overcome this instinctive vibration, and sometimes we don't overcome it right away, we still work on that, while we become aware that our emotions have patterns. All of a sudden we realize we have a bunch of emotional patterns, and here we are, we're just trying to do the best we can, all of a sudden here one comes out. And you say, now where did that come from? I'm not that. Did that once before, but I'm not that now. And through denial, you weaken its power. But if you get all obsessed with it, you get all in the demonstration of it again, you'll be experiencing that. What you are simply doing here is attuning to the color, the light, and the sound at that degree of impaction. You're attuning to the color, the light, and the sound to that degree of impaction. A like attracts a like, so you must be there too. You cannot draw it if you're not there. You cannot draw it if you're not there. You cannot draw anger if you're not in anger. You cannot draw love if you're not in love. It's that simple. You're going to draw to you, as an individual, the essence of consciousness that you attune to. But realize you have you in these other areas of consciousness too. You have you in instinctive mind. You have you in your subconscious mind. You have you in your subconscious mind. By experience, you've been there. You went through that. That is you. Now, do you cut that away? Well, if thy eye offends you, pluck it out. If thy hand offends you, cut it off. Oh my goodness, what a horrible way to go.
if we would take that literally, wouldn't we? That's very symbolic, saying, stop doing it. I know, you ever hear that joke? You say, you go to the doctor and the guy says, hey, it hurts when I do this. And the doctor says, don't do that. Well, it's that simple. It's not complex. If you have something, stop doing it. Don't do it again. And if it does come up again, don't give it a lot of energy. Don't give it a lot of energy. The more attention you give it, the more energy you give it, the more it will draw that qualification of light, of sound, and of color. It's your breath, your breathing, your consumption and creation. In-breath consumption, out-breath creation. In-breath consumption, out-breath creation. In-breath consumption, out-breath creation. And start seeing yourself breathing in that manner. And then when you seek to bring an image into manifestation, every time you breathe out, you're breathing that image into manifestation. See how you can use your breath as power? Another pranayama technique to use is what we call the walking meditation. And this is to breathe with every step. You take one step, you breathe in, another step, you breathe out. You take another step, you breathe in, another step, you breathe out. And you walk in this manner. And you consciously attune your breath to your body movement. This gives you the ability. Why don't we open that door over there? In a corner? And open that one over there so some wind blows through here. In the walking breath that we are talking about, you coordinate the mind, the body, and the breath. The mind, the body, and the breath. And you can't help but incorporate the spirit with that. Because the spirit is the breath. So as you use this walking pranayama technique, and pranayama means the consumption of life force. The consumption of life. The consuming of life, pranayama. To consume life. And to do it in consciousness. I mean, a lot of people aren't conscious of their breathing. If you would just sit in your meditation, just be conscious of your own breathing pattern. Just start listening to it. See what you do. Be aware of it. Then you'll start being aware of it. If you do it in meditation, you'll start being aware of it when you're walking around. And as you become aware of it when you're walking around, then you can correct it when it needs corrected. Especially if you're, oh boy, you know, some people get excited like that. And they even talk, that's the way they're consuming. To get the full benefit of consumption, you should be breathing out twice as long as you breathe in. If you breathe in for 4 counts, you should breathe out for 8 counts. If you breathe in for 5 counts, you breathe out for 10. You breathe in for 6, breathe out for 12. And so on and so forth. Now maybe you have to start at 3 and 6. Or 2 and 4. I'll tell you, my mind had to accept the lowest when I started out. I was going 1, 2, 1, 2. And I wasn't even going 1, 1, 2. And I was doing that. I was saying, gee, if I go 1, I could go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then I started doing it that way. And I found out, gee, all I was doing was breathing in and counting faster when I was breathing out. And so, I says, well, that mustn't be it either. What's going on here? You can attune it to your heartbeat. That's easy to do in meditation. It's not so easy to do if you're walking around. But you can attune it to your heartbeat, or you can tune it to a rhythm that you create in mind. 1 ohm, 2 ohm, 3 ohm, 4 ohm, 1 ohm, 2 ohm, 3 ohm, 4 ohm, 1 ohm, 2 ohm, 3 ohm, 4 ohm. You can do 1 ohm, 2 ohm, 3 ohm. It's the ohm is the spacer then. And so you get a rhythm to the breath. You can't hear the heartbeat. Now if you want to, this will start relieving stress on you. And to increase the relieving of stress, take half steps. Don't take a full step. Take a half step and walk in half steps and breathe in and out. You might say, well, gee, all of a sudden, I know this is going to hyperventilate me. But realize one thing. I wouldn't give you an exercise that is not going to have a spiritual experience to it. It increases the creative power, the alpha output. It increases alpha production. It does not create hyperventilation as you would think it would, unless you're running. Nobody's going to be running at those half steps. So you're taking it. Walking, you're taking your breath, and it sounds like it sounds harder than it actually is. Now, if you do this sitting down, you're going to get hyperventilated. But what happens? The body action burns up the oxygen so that it doesn't do that to you. But if you sat and did that, you would start going out. In the course, we also gave you breathing exercise, which was 30 quick breaths. You start with 10 and you build it up in a couple of days to 30. This is to increase the vital force energy or life force within you and your ability to pop out of the body. And those that have practiced have found that technique very successful. Those that do it a few times and don't practice anymore have lost the benefit that that can bring to them. There are other techniques that we taught you. 1 and 4. 1, 4, and 11. 1, 4, and 15. Those were taught to you for chronic consumption of white light, of blue light, of pink light, of gold light. And if you haven't got those yet, you'll be getting those in the course. These exercises in pranayama increase your consumption of life force. You should practice deep breathing techniques. When you're laying in bed, when you first get up in the morning, that's one of the greatest things you can do is practice that deep breathing. Take in as much breath as you can and let it out as much as you can. Take in as much as you can and let it out as much as you can.